Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. A Monday night tornado in Oak Grove near Kansas City has been given a preliminary classification as an EF3 event. Early observations from the eastern portion of the state show an EF1 tornado touched down in Wentzville. Meteorologist Doug Tilley with the National Weather Service in St. Louis says wind was as big a factor as tornadoes in his region.
The straight line winds can be just as damaging, if not more so, than any tornadoes that spin up. We have at least one observed wind speed of 70 to 75 miles per hour.
Residents of Clay and Clinton County spent the day assessing tornado damage. Nadia Thacker of affiliate KFEQ in St. Joseph was there and has this report.
The National Weather Service has determined the strength of the tornado as an EF2 with the peak wind at 132 miles per hour. The tornado traveled from Smithville to Lathrop. Matt and Adrian Gaines say they were home at the time the tornado hit. Adrian says he thought they were going to die.
Learning from firsthand experience, the suffering and the pain of lose everything, but the great gratitude and I would say the humility of being alive and my partner being alive and our dog being alive.
The Red Cross of Northwest Missouri deployed to the area this morning to assist with cleanup efforts. Preliminary information indicated between 25 to 50 homes were impacted in Clinton County. Nadia Thacker, Missouri Net.
Straight line winds have destroyed a football stadium press box and damaged a scoreboard at South Shelby High School in Northeast Missouri, Shelbina. South Shelby Athletic Director Rob Wilt tells Missouri Net Moberly affiliate Quicks Radio that the scoreboard is now in the middle of the football field.
As far as baseball goes this year, I don't know if we'll be hosting too many baseball games.
Wilt also says the storm blew the baseball field's backstop away and caused roof damage. A state rep wants to bar the use of eminent domain for transmission line projects built with private funds in five Northeast Missouri counties. Kirksville Republican Nate Walker says he wants to protect landowner rights that are threatened by Ameren's proposed Mark Twain transmission project.
We found through this process during the last 2.5 years that Ameren has been disingenuous with the landowners and haven't been approaching them in a fair, balanced way.
The project aims to strengthen the regional transmission grid. St. Louis's municipal primary election is underway today. Several candidates are running for alderman seats and for mayor. The Joplin Globe reports that a Jasper County Sheriff's deputy shot last week has been released from the hospital and is expected to make a full recovery. Nolan Murray was shot in the back during a standoff at a Joplin motel. Missouri's unemployment rate in January declined to 4.2% from December's 4.4%. This is Missouri Net News.